Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guests and repeat offenders, both of them. Michael Cox, Falling Bright Wine Merchants, welcome.
Thank you, Ron.
Glad to have you with us. Christopher Bissonette, Mass Mutual Life Insurance, welcome.
Good morning.
Glad to have you with us as well. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. Guess my boys are sleeping today. They'll probably...
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Yeah, I knew they were sleeping on me. There we go. Well, I do have a great team, although some of them sleep. When it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you even if you don't have any needs today. Save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today as we do every day. We are on the proper side of the sidewalk, so let's have a celebration. Social Media Day is today. Let's just send out a tweet. Don't talk about facelifts, but you can send out a tweet if you like. Send it to me, at Ron Siegel. That's just a little humor there that we have going on. But using your social media, if you haven't joined Orange County Buzz, let me know. Go on to Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. You can join our community there. And obviously, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. We're there as well. Every broadcast goes right there sometime during the day. We'll get them up there as quickly as we can, so you can check those out. Dow Jones Industrial Average is going to be an interesting day today because the Dow Jones right now up 80 points. And the issue is going to be, you know, who cares? Do you think that the folks on Wall Street, the day before a long holiday weekend, do you think they're really going to be there working, doing anything of significance? So if you see some massive swings in the market today, don't worry about it. It's pretty much, it's to be expected just because you've got two different issues, though. It's going to be kind of fun because the long day right before a holiday weekend and the last day of the quarter. So you got a couple of conflicts right there. It'll be interesting to see what happens. Oil up 65 cents a barrel. We're moving back up again. Obviously, that doesn't have much effect in taxifornia. We will continue to charge as much money as we possibly can. If the oil prices go down, we just tax you more. Not a problem. U.S. 10-year Treasury, 2.28 right now. We'll see what happens. I've been saying it's going to go down to about 1.85. We'll look and see what happens on that one. PCE, who cares? Core PCE, who cares? Personal income rose 0.4% from April. A little stronger than expected. We're not going to get too much into that because we got a lot to talk about today. We can talk a little bit about media bias. Do you think there's any media bias going on right now? It's just amazing when we look at some of the numbers that are coming out. I have an interesting concept because I am a big proponent of respect. And I believe that there should be a respect for not only for the presidency. Maybe you didn't vote for the president, but the office, there should be some level of respect. On the flips, and that means you don't call him saying that he's mentally incompetent. You don't talk about the president being a liar. You don't talk about these issues. Think about this concept, though. I mean, some of these goofy TV shows, radio shows, I have no problem if you challenge policy. That's fine. That's fair. If you believe that the Affordable Care Act is the best piece of legislation out there, hey, that's your prerogative. Debate it intelligently and respectfully. Don't disparage other people. And I think that the president, in my opinion, I love the idea of him tweeting. I really do. Here's the thing that I like. I believe the month of June, obviously not up till today, but he's done about 160 tweets. 120 of them have been policy issues. Nobody talks about that part of it. The other 40 he should put in his pocket and forget about them. Because, again, going from the president, we should see respect also. How do you demand respect if you don't give respect? Now, the office demands, I mean, whether you like him or not, again, I feel that there's just a level of respect that should be given. And the media, maybe that's why. Do you know who the anchor is of the ABC Nightly News? How about the NBC Nightly News? CBS? Many of us remember Walter Cronkite, Dan Rather. Those were people that reported news. They were not commentators. And I think if the networks got back to reporting as opposed to commentating, maybe they'd be relevant again. Just a thought. Now, and I could say this either way. I mean, you listen to Leslie Marshall, you know you're going to get a left-wing swing. You listen to Sean Hannity, you know you're going to get a right-wing swing. Those are not news people. Those are commentators. Think about that concept. I digress. I shouldn't get on these soapbox missions, because then I can come back and I look and see what is happening in the state of confusion. And you just can't go this far. Here's another issue. California and Virginia say they're going to exclude themselves from the Trump administration's voter fraud probe. Now, when I see two states like that saying that they're going to exclude themselves, maybe it's just me, but I'm wondering, what do they have to hide?
Exactly.
Right? I mean, if you have nothing to – I've said this many times. I'm a conservative radio host. I know that I got audited a few years back because I'm a conservative radio host. Pretty simple. You just know the way it's going to go. But I have no problem. If the NSA wants to tap my phone – tap my phone. I have nothing to hide. When police officers say, they've never said it to me, but if they were to ask me, can they see what's in my car? Yeah, you can see what's in my car. Pretty simple. There's nothing to hide. I wonder what California and Virginia are looking to hide. Just wonder. Well, and we know their motivations, because look at what happened just yesterday in the House of Representatives of the United States. Now, I can't fathom what 146 Democrats and one Republican were thinking when they voted against Kate's Law. This seems like the biggest no-brainer of all time.
So I know who's asked to kick.
Yeah. How can you say that somebody that is a repeated felon and coming back into the country illegally should not go to jail or should not have a sentence, an additional sentence for doing those things? I'd love to understand what the thought process is here. I mean, this seems like it should have been a clean sweep. Anybody that was in the House of Representatives should have voted affirmative. Do they not want to protect the people of the United States? Do they not want to protect the citizens that they represent? Or are they only wanting to represent crooks? I mean, I'll just call it out like it is. Maybe that's the idea. Maybe they only want to have crooks in their districts. Don't think so, but that's what the vote to me seemed like. Well, I better get off my soapbox this morning, and we're going to get on with our broadcast. We've got a lot to chat about today. So let's – I think that it was an old-time cartoon. Maybe I'm just old. Let's get on with the show. How about that? You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to talk about 4th of July. We've got a lot going on here in North Orange County, so we'll chat about that. How about wine and a barbecue? We'll chat there as well. Life insurance, how much do you need? Existing home sales surge. What's the difference between a financial counselor and a financial planner? And Americans, they're dying in debt. I don't know if they're dying of their debt, but they're dying in debt. We'll talk about that as well. You can reach us anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before. Or make a child's lifelong wish come true. What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Your Credit Matters segment today, being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com, you have a home. Maybe you have a home. Maybe you own your home. Maybe you're 62 years of age or older, got some equity. Do you want to manage your taxes a little bit better? Maybe you want to pay a little less in taxes. Maybe you want to increase your Social Security benefits. Maybe you want to use some of your equity to help you accomplish both of those and decide whether you want to make a mortgage payment this month or not. How about getting the information on that reverse mortgage so you understand what it is and who it benefits? So the question this morning: what is the difference between a financial counselor and a financial planner? And the main difference between counselors and planners, according to some reports, is the audience they serve. Generally speaking, financial counselors tend to serve individuals with lower incomes. Financial counselors can help people get out of debt, build up an emergency fund, catch up on bills that have gone unpaid. Financial planners, on the other hand, tend to be more focused on helping people save for retirement, meet goals like buying a home, putting kids through college. There are some subtle differences. There are some educational requirements. I could go out today and say that I can counsel people on finances. I cannot claim to be a financial planner. That is a licensed designation that people have. They go to school, they take some very, very significant tests for it and have continuing education requirements. But that doesn't mean that the financial counselor is not just as well educated, because in some instances, you might have been doing this industry for 25, 30, 40 years and have a lot of experience, but just didn't go to the schooling portion. So don't count anybody out. Look at their history. Look at their resume, what they're doing for people. And one of the best options I say all the time, you know, the internet is great, but talking to, getting referrals, direct referrals, call me at 800-306-1990. That's even better because these are people, now you've got some vetting going on. You've got some other relationships going on. That's my opinion. That does not mean that everyone shares that opinion, but that is the Your Credit Matters segment brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. So let's chat a little bit about finances. And I will give a caveat. Chris Bissonnette is with us this morning, Mass Mutual Financial Group. And we'll give the formal recitation a little bit later. But I am going to say that Chris is not here to give you financial advice. He is here to educate us. He is to give us, going to give us some great information, sharing his knowledge. If you want financial advice, I suspect that being that Chris is not retired yet, that he'd be happy to give you financial advice. We'll put you in touch with him, call him at his office. That's what he does for a living. That's how he supports his family. Good morning, Chris.
Buenos dias.
Glad to have you with us. So I heard this statistic, and Americans are dying with $62,000 in debt. Is that a mortgage, or what's that all about?
No, that's good you bring that up. Yeah, 73% of Americans die with some sort of debt. The debt averages $62,000 now. In all fairness, as you brought up, most of that is mortgage. So
okay.
If you take the mortgage out, they die with about $12,000 of debt. So the question really comes, who pays for that?
That's a good question.
Right?
Like
a lot of people wonder, hey, if I have credit card debt, who pays for it? So
I know one person that will not. The deceased.
The deceased. There we go.
So, he doesn't care. She doesn't care.
So he floats off to heaven, but the debt passes on to the estate. So if there is other assets within the estate, then the debt would come out of that.
Okay. So it's not like it goes away.
Some could go away if there are no assets. There are no assets going to go away. Now, there are some debt that will not go away, such as some private loans. Private student loans are co-signed, so the co-signer would be responsible for that as well.
Okay. So assuming that I'm not the one. I'll just use the first person, though, anyway. How do I avoid burdening my family?
Well, one way you can do it is not have a lot of debt.
Okay.
Obviously, be smart with your money.
But I believe in a lot of debt. I believe in smart debt. I shouldn't say that. I believe in smart debt. I'm not a big fan of paying off your house because I think that if I come to somebody like you, and I know you can't say this, but I will, but I think if I come to somebody like you that with interest rates, 3.91 is the Freddie Mac yesterday, or I think it was 3.91, 3.88, that I think that you can do better for me than what my cost of money is.
Sure, exactly, especially interest rates are so low right now. So let's say you do, you know, instead of buying a house for cash, you're going to mortgage it.
Right.
Because your biggest tax deduction is going to be the mortgage interest. So yes, it's fine to have some debt, especially with the low interest rate environment. So how you protect, let's say, your family if you do have a lot of debt or a large mortgage is you purchase life insurance.
Okay.
And life insurance, one thing I've noticed is most clients, they understand their 401k, they may understand investments a little bit, maybe get their benefits at work, which is still some confusion, but most Americans really don't understand the different types of life insurance and how it works.
Do you find that they understand the 401k, or do they just know that they have it and it's there for retirement and they don't know what they're doing with it?
I would say that the average American understands their retirement plan at work, basic.
Okay.
Their benefits at work, like health insurance, not really. But then when it comes to other things such as life insurance or IRAs, investments, most Americans really don't understand how they work. There's two types of life insurance. You have term insurance and you have permanent insurance. A lot of people don't even know that.
Okay, so where does now you've used the terms term and permanent. I've understood universal and whole life.
Yeah, so long, just to do it very quickly, you have what's called term insurance. It's for a term or a specific period of time, 10, 20 years. Very
okay.
Inexpensive, covers you in case something happened. Then you have what's called permanent insurance. So what that does is it's designed to be there for when you die, and it builds up a savings. So you have whole life, universal life, index universal life.
Got it.
The idea there is you're building up a savings. So if you don't die prematurely, you've got some money in there you can access tax-free.
Now, is it a one or the other scenario, or can I have both?
You can have both. And I do see that a lot where people will actually have a permanent life insurance policy and then also layer term insurance on top of it as well.
So let me ask you this one, because we just talked about people dying with debt, and you said a majority of it, or a good portion of it, is going to be the mortgage. Yeah. Can I get something to protect my mortgage so that my family doesn't have to pay for it?
Yes, you can. And they actually used to see it more popular years ago, but mortgage protection insurance. But I still, it's interesting, I recently purchased a home and probably got like 10 different letters for that. So the idea there is you buy a decreasing term insurance policy, so it kind of staircases down and it matches the mortgage. So God forbid something happens to the main breadwinner, the surviving spouse can pay off the mortgage. That's the concept.
Okay. So how do I know how much I need? How much insurance do I mean?
There's two kind of basic methods for calculating how much life insurance. One is you just take a multiple of income, 5 to 10 times, sometimes up 20 times if you're younger, or you can use what's called human life value. So for example, client's going to make 100 grand for the next 20 years. His human life value is $2 million. It's like a machine
okay.
that's generating. So ideally, you would insure that person for $2 million.
Okay. And I'm assuming that the younger I am, and you know, just for those of you watching RonSiegelRadio.tv, you're seeing us or on the Facebook live stream, you can see that Michael's much thinner than I am, probably more fit than I am. So for somebody like him, it's going to be cheaper than for an old guy like me.
Usually, it's going to be – a lot of it has to do with your health.
Okay.
And build does factor into that.
Got it. Okay. So some good information there. So 10 times the income. Does it matter how many kids I have, how many wives I have, all that kind of good stuff?
It does to a degree, because there needs to be an insurable interest.
Okay.
There has to be a reason why you're purchasing life insurance. You can't just say, hey, I'm 25 years old, I'm single, I'm going to go get a $10 million policy. They need to know why. Well, I've got 3 kids, I've got a mortgage. They look at your income.
I never knew that part.
Yeah,
okay.
they actually put a formula together. And on just a very few times, I've actually seen an insurance company come back and say, we will not insure that person for that amount. It's too much based on their current income, so it's going to have to be about half of that. But very rarely do I see that.
Interesting. Okay, so they're gonna. I gotta give you a good reason why I'm doing it. I guess they don't want me to go out there and then hire some hitman, and my family's taken care of real well.
Sure.
Okay, so let's look next step here. Mistakes that people make after a spouse dies.
Yeah, that's a good one that you bring that one up. What happens is
a morbid show. I mean, we're gonna have to talk to Michael pretty soon about
you know,
some fun stuff.
Yeah.
This is pretty dead.
Yeah, you know what happens when you die. It's not a thrilling topic, but it's very important.
Important, absolutely.
And a lot of people just skip over it because they don't want to talk about it. But yeah, what happens? The spouse dies, and the mistakes that we sometimes see is people are vulnerable and they're very emotional, and they tend to want to change things and move things around, change advisors, What's also interesting is when someone passes away, sometimes they're vulnerable for people to come after them to say, well, you may have received some life insurance, you should invest it with me. And so I think the big mistake is just don't change anything too quickly. You know, hopefully you just take some time to breathe and, you know, get over the loss. But just don't do any radical changes. That's what I see.
You know something, I think that's great counsel, because I shouldn't say this. Maybe I will say it. What the heck? I've had people that I've been around where a spouse has passed, and one of my concepts to them is do nothing important. I mean, you have to do certain. There's certain things that have to be taken care of. You have to take care of final plans and things like that. Outside of that, do absolutely nothing for the first year. Wait, because there's a reason that you selected the financial advisor, the insurance agent, or the CPA, lawyers, whatever that you have, and you're going to be very, very emotional. So why make any of those big, big decisions? You know, a year, maybe for some people that's too long, some people it's not long enough, but my belief is wait a year.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing too with the life insurance, if you do have life insurance, what it does is it gives the family or the surviving spouse time to grieve.
Sure.
So they're not this rush of the main breadwinner died, what are we going to do about the mortgage? And the panic sets in, gives you time to grieve, gives you time to figure things out.
And if you think about these things when you're young or when you're in good health, I look at it as a gift to the surviving family members. because somebody's going to have to deal with it in a very negative time period in their lives. Give it as a gift. I think that way, and being that I talk a lot, you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events, financial markets. When we come back, we're going to go to the barbecue, the 4th of July barbecue. And what are we drinking? We're going to talk about that as well. Existing home sales surge and places that are taking advantage of the low interest rate market. We'll talk about all that and more. You can reach us anytime. Off air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel, and on YouTube, Ron Siegel 1, the numeral 1. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Existing home sales surge into the summer. That is the subject. And the existing home sales reached their third highest mark this year in May. Inventory of home sales has dropped 8.4% since last year, marking the 24th consecutive month of year-over-year declines. NAR's chief economist, Lawrence Yun, had this to say: those able to close on a home last month are probably feeling both happy and relieved. Listings in the affordable price range are scarce. Homes are coming off the market at an extremely fast pace, and the prevalence of multiple offers in some markets are pushing prices higher. Could that be supply and demand? I just wonder. It's not the bubble. It's called supply and demand, economics 101. You could have even gone to the very first year of economics over at my alma mater, Chapman College, now university, and they would have told you prices go up when there is not a whole lot of supply available. So if you're thinking of selling, might be a good time for you, not because I think the market is bad. It's just because there's not a lot of inventory out there. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Hey, if you don't have anything on your calendar for July 4th, North Orange County, you don't have to go to Huntington Beach and deal with the mobs of people. Think about this concept. A firecracker 5K, 10K run. No firecrackers here, please. But there's going to be a run first thing in the morning, followed with one of my favorite ideas, a pancake breakfast, 8 to 9:30.
Yummy.
Yeah, Yankee Doodle Dog Show. And they're also going to have the Anaheim Police Department. They're going to bring out one of their canines and do a dog demonstration. The parade, over 70 entrants in the parade this year, including we've got two grand marshals this year. Obviously, we're in Anaheim, so Mickey Mouse has to be on the calendar. But I don't remember the gentleman's name. You can check it out, Extortion 17. Extortion 17. U.S. Navy SEAL that was right there when Osama bin Laden was taken down and was part of the group where we lost 17 of our special ops members just recently going into Afghanistan, doing an extraction there. That will be our other grand marshal.
Wow.
Pretty exciting day. There's going to be, then we're going to go to another one of my favorites, food booths at Peralta Park with four live bands, fireworks at 9 p.m. It's going to be a lot of fun out there. Come out there, say hello, and if you decide, now this is kind of going to be interesting. Michael, you might have a problem with this one.
I'm ready.
Okay, so the Anaheim Police Department, they're very, very good men and women, and they have no problems. People, as long as people don't get too unruly, they have no problem with what we do out in the park, and they might look the other way if there's some red Solo cups.
Oh, that sounds great.
Now, here's the question I'm going to throw at you, because Michael is our in-house wine expert, Falling Bright Wine Merchants. Now, we've chatted on the broadcast many times over the years about the glassware having an effect on the taste of wine. And if you've never done test, you can throw the exact same bottle, put it in two different types of stemware. You're going to get different tastes.
Yeah, that's exactly true. Sure, sure.
Is there one that's geared for red Solo cups?
Well, you know, if you ask...
Don't tell me $2 check.
Right. If you ask my fellow psalms, you know, they you know, may kind of wince a little. But, you know, I think wines that have, you know, a really profound level of aromatics, ones that, you know, really have an intense quality of smell to them, Zinfandel, Syrah, Petite Syrah, those are the wines to have outside because you're already competing with a lot of other elements that are in the air. So really, and those wines are fun. They've got some great, bold, and lively flavors. You don't have to really sit back and, you know, be too sophisticated with your pinky out, you know, and try and get the nuance of the beverage. But yeah, those wines, like I said, Petite Syrah, Zinfandel, Syrah, those wines are built for the outside. And I think actually, you know, look really good in a red Solo cup.
Okay. And then let's throw it one step further. It should be probably pretty warm outside.
Sure.
So are those going to be appropriate for warm weather?
You know, definitely with some grilled items that are on the grill. You know, some of the hamburgers, the hot dogs, those go really well. But, you know, certainly for the hot weather, you know, rosés, white wine, Sauvignon Blanc, those work out really well for those hot days. Sparkling wine is always a great opportunity as well. And, you know,
it's, you're not talking Asti Spumante or something. Are you?
Well, I mean, that's what you drink. I mean, but yeah, I mean, you know, I would personally, you know, prefer something a little bit more classic in its style. Your classic sparkling made from Chardonnay or Rosé, Pinot Noir, Pinot Meunier are actually going to be really delicious. And yeah, if no one's watching, you know, you may want to mix it with a little bit of juice. You know, I'm not adverse to that by any means. You know, you don't really need to spend a lot of money if you're doing that. But yeah, certainly, you know, mimosas in the middle of the day, you know, with some ice in your beverage, some other fruit, you got sparkling wine. That sounds fantastic. I'm not adverse to that, especially if it's in a solo cup.
Do you have any of that with you today?
You know, it's sad I didn't bring any wine with me today. But next time I'm in here, I'll make sure we have something to drink.
Okay, so. Here's one of the sponsors that's going to be at the event this weekend is going to be Tempo Urban Kitchen, and they're like a Mexican fair type restaurant, and they'll have a stand out there that they're going to sell some of their, you know, tasting items.
Yeah.
What am I going to be drinking with that?
You know, so with these with those classic flavors having a little bit of spice to them and a light element of chili, you know, I think that dry Rieslings are fantastic. Pinot Grigio, also fantastic. Again, great for the weather and the environment that you're in as well. Any white wine that has a good level of acidity that certainly I think that is slightly chilled is going to be fantastic with those. Certainly, if you like wines that are sweeter in nature, you know, a slightly sweet off-dry Riesling, you know, Moscato d'Asti, if you want them to sparkling, has a little bit of a sweet character to it, also working out really well. But for me, right away, I think Pinot Gris is fantastic. You know, if you want to get a little bit, you know, more Epicurean in nature, Grüner Veltliner is a great white wine that's classically from Austria and Germany that goes beautifully with those flavor profiles. Fantastic wine.
Okay, and then I know that they're going to – I don't remember even who's doing this, but I know we got a hamburger and hot dog booth out there.
Sure.
What are we drinking?
Oh, man, you know, it's funny. I love grilled hot dogs with, you know, just that Dijon mustard on them. I love those actually with white wines. Again, I think the white wines with the level of acidity, slight chill on them are fantastic with hot dogs, just delicious. Also, with, you know, hamburgers – in the classic way that we dress them with the ketchup and the mustard, all the fixings, if you will, great with Zinfandel, especially if they've been on the grill and they've got those nice elements of char to the outer area of the meat itself. Zinfandel, Syrah, just fantastic with those particular options. You know, Tempranillo, also a really fun wine with grilled food.
Okay, so I've heard you say this one over and over again today, so I'm getting a little bit of a palate there because I'm a big fan of Zinfandel.
Sure. Yeah.
So now at the end of the evening, I think about 8:30 or so. Fireworks start at 9. I think all of these other festivities end at 8:30, 8:45. Mm-hmm. I know that there's going to be someone selling funnel cakes.
Mm. Yeah, that's delicious.
What am I going to marry with that funnel cake? Obviously, I'm bringing my wine cellar with me.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, you certainly, you know, with the funnel cakes, you've got the powdered sugar on them. Sometimes they've got the fruit preserves with them as well, chocolate. I mean, you can really start to play around with that. You know, I do like slightly sweet wines with my desserts, and I think that's a great way to go if you wanted. You know, there's all sorts of opportunity. Certainly, you know, a late harvest wine of any type is going to work well. Sometimes your sweet white wines are pretty nice, but you know, if you're drinking the same type of beverage throughout, if you're looking for something that does match really well with Zinfandel, like you were saying, if you've got a funnel cake with chocolate on it, oh man, you're going to have the time of your life.
Okay,
that's going to be fantastic.
Okay, so now I've got to put you on the spot.
Sure.
This is going to be a serious one. I'm known for getting people in trouble, generally myself.
Okay, I'm used to getting into trouble.
Okay. We know that we're broadcasting live. It is June 30th.
Yeah.
And we are approximately 14 hours away from one of my favorite emails every month.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an email that I get from the first of the month, like clockwork. Falling Bright Wine Merchant sends me an email that tells me what the wine club wines of the month are.
Sure, yeah.
Can we break it a little early?
Yeah, sure. I'm chatting with you about it all. Because, you know, actually, you know, when we were devising this coming month's trio, we were thinking about the 4th of July holiday and all the great food that people were going to have. So we brought out three great wines. We have a wonderful wine called Son of a Butcher that is a Tannat-based wine, really rich, earthy components to it, red and black fruit nuances, fantastic wine. There is a wine from the Palisade Vineyards in Napa Valley by a winery called Once and Future, a Petite Syrah, that is just amazing, massive in its flavor profile, great aromatics, good mouthfeel, and then the Bedrock Old Vine Zinfandel, Napa Valley fruit. Actually, it's sourced from vineyards in Napa and throughout California as well. beautiful, bold, jammy Zinfandel, lots of character to it. And funny enough, the people who own Bedrock is actually the son of the winemaker for Once and Future. There's a cool little father and son element there. And they're all California wines, which we thought was fitting, being that we're celebrating 4th of July. They're all great opportunities with grilled foods, certainly for that grilling and chilling environment that you're going to be having during the 4th of July or near that time frame. Fantastic. Ugh.
I'm hungry.
I'm hungry and I'm thirsty.
Smoking.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Sounds wonderful.
Exactly.
We're going to have to get on this one. Falling Bright Wine Merchants, if you don't have their email address or their website, go to Falling Bright Wine Merchants. It's pretty simple. FallingBrightWineMerchants.com or go to my website. I'll put you in touch with them. Great information, great people, and they've got a great sense of taste. I've taken their wines to many, many events, and no one's ever heard of the wines that we bring, but everybody likes them. So you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, we are going to continue our conversation. We're going to, I don't know about how we can go past the funnel cakes, but we might talk a little bit about protecting your family. It is July 4th. There was a revolution way back when. So we'll talk a little bit more about that, a little bit more about the 4th of July festivities, more wine, and some smart places that are doing some mortgages right now. You can reach us anytime off your number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, and on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. Yes, they are the only one that has the fast pass approval. Find that dream home, get approved beforehand. No loan contingency if you've got the fast pass approval in your hand. It's pretty simple. Give me a call. I'll put you in touch with the right people there as well. Where are people getting smart and taking advantage of these interest rates? It's ironic to me how I hear folks all the time. They call me, Ron, do you think interest rates are going to go back down? And I just wonder what they've been
smoking.
Yeah, what are they smoking? I got my first house, and this tells you that I'm old, but I got my first house in the mid-80s, and the interest rates were in double digits, high double digits. Yeah, I think it could be 18%, 17%.
Oh.
And we were glad to just get a mortgage because there wasn't a lot of money out. That's called supply and demand, same as we have, right, we talked about in the last segment. But think about, now we talk about a Freddie Mac rate of 3.88, and people say, do you think that rates are going to go back down? Here's the answer to that question. I don't know. Very, very simple. But I can tell you this with 100% certainty. There is more likelihood and more room for them to go up than there is to go down. And if you take advantage of the rates today at 3.88 Freddie Mac rate, if you qualify, and rates go down, you can restructure your loan again. If they go up, you're out. Too bad. You should have listened and done it a year ago when your brother did, because he probably got that 3.25% rate. And I was telling you then the same thing. Could they go up? Could they go down? The answer is yes. They might go one way. They're going to go one way or the other. I don't know which way they're going. Be smart. If you have it, if you're still paying 4.5, 5.5, 6.5 on your interest rates, and I still see all of those, take action right now. It's for your family. It's not for me. It's what you're, it's the best interest of your family. And if you call me at 800-306-1990, and I've had many, many people do this. If I think that it's not in your best interest to act, guess what I'm going to tell you to do? Absolutely nothing. But again, take the money out, invest it wisely. I know a lot of financial advisors won't tell you that because FINRA says they can't. It's not because they don't believe that I'm right. It's FINRA says they can't tell you. Take the money out, invest it wisely. At 3.88, if you're in a 25% tax bracket, the money's costing you about 3%, and good financial advisors in a conservative world can get you a lot better than that. That's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. So let's I don't want to get too morbid here, Chris, but you know, we were talking about insurance, we were talking about protecting our family, doing a good job for our family, about people having debt when they die. Mm-hmm. You know, there's an insurance is a wise option, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
For many, many people, maybe not for everybody, but for many, many people. I don't think anything's right for everybody. Mm-hmm. Education of it is. Wills, trusts, or should we just let Uncle Jerry handle it all for us?
Yeah, that's another one that really confuses people. So and if you're over 18 years old, you should have a will. And so what does a will do? It just basically says if something happens to you, who gets my belongings? But again, a lot of confusion with that. What's a will? What's a trust? So 65% of people die without a will, and that's taking into account the people that are very old that are probably even forced to write one out or just get one done. So you figure the majority of Americans, probably under 40, don't have a will. Why is that? Well, they think it costs a lot of money. They don't understand it. California is one of the states that allows you to do what's called a holographic will. And again, I'm no attorney, so I'm not giving you law advice here, but this is all factual information. You can handwrite out your will in California. You can sign it. You date it. It's just as valid as a testatory will. So that's something I suggest to people right off the bat. Just make sure you have a will. And then the other thing, too, is what's a trust do? Really what a trust does, it creates privacy for your estate. So if you die now without a trust, it's public information. And that's what causes a lot of problems because then all your assets are listed out for the public to see. And then that's where you have family members that come in out of the woodworks and saying, oh, whoa, 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 I'm supposed to get the baseball card collection. And then that creates a lot of conflict with family. So you can eliminate that by using a trust, keeps it private, and then just have a will to determine who's going to get your stuff.
I think that's great information, and we've talked about this many times with some of the trust attorneys, estate planning attorneys that come on the broadcast. If you don't have one, Chris is giving you great, great counsel there. Neither one of us are attorneys, so we're not giving you legal advice. We're just talking from our own experience. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with someone that can help you get these things going. Chris, I better make sure that you're allowed to come on again. So
yes,
in order to do
that,
better make sure that I say that Christopher Bissonnette is a registered principal with MML Investor Services and Mass Mutual San Diego. So we'll throw that in there. That way we keep the compliance people happy. And I said this before, sort of tongue-in-cheek, but it is the truth. Chris comes on here. I don't pay him to come on here. He doesn't get paid to do this. We're here to educate people. That's the important part of what I do every morning is educating people. If you want some great counsel, if you want a second opinion, maybe you've got a great insurance person that's helping you, and you just want a second opinion because two eyes are better than one, give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with Chris Bissonnette, and he can take a look at that, and he just provides that as a service to the listeners of Ron Siegel Radio. So thank you for doing that. Thanks for coming in and sharing with us.
My pleasure.
Appreciate it. So let's we're gonna chat more. If we get out of the wines that you've got on the trio month,
sure.
Michael, are they acceptable in the Red Solo Cup?
You know what? I think as long as you're having a good time, that's fantastic. You know, the entire idea of what we offer at Falling Bright Wine Merchants is that we want really high quality stuff made by small family-owned wineries, more boutique-y in nature. And I think with that, these wines are going to really, match the flavor profile that you're going to find appealing. And if you want to drink them in a Red Solo Cup, I think that's fantastic. These wines are built to go out, to go outside, be outdoors with your grill, with your friends, celebrating this, wonderful 4th of July that we're just a few moments away from. So I think they're going to work really well in outdoor environments, whether that be in some glassware or some form of plastic, it's going to be fine.
So you glossed over something quickly there that's a significant issue that I believe in.
Sure.
And obviously, not just drinking wine that I believe in, but more importantly, is I like the – you at Falling Bright Wine Merchants, you've got a lot of these small lot wineries.
That's right.
That a lot of people have never heard of. And I said this kind of in passing before that – the trios that I've gotten, I've taken some of the wines with me to various events, and the common thing is no one's ever heard of the wineries, very rarely, and everyone loves them.
Yeah, sure. Well,
so you guys are out there searching and hunting under every rock.
That's exactly what we do. We work with a realm of distributors and do a lot of research to find those really high quality wines that you don't see on the grocery store shelf, that don't have a name that everybody's heard of before. And in a lot of cases, these wines are made by winemakers who have been in the industry for 10, 20, 30 or more years, or families have been doing it for generations. They're just operating in a fashion that keeps their wines not so accessible to the mass market. You're looking at just a few hundred cases in most spots.
One of the nice things about that as well, and I know that you're a sommelier at a fancy restaurant, is that there's a lot you call and talk about the corkage fees.
Yeah,
and one of the big issues of corkage fees is they don't want you to be bringing something that's on their menu.
Sure, yeah,
and
that's common.
These are very rare that you ever find a restaurant that has these on their wine menus.
Yeah, I mean, our entire spectrum of wines. Now we have around 250 selections. Price points of anywhere from $20 a bottle to upwards of $1,000. But they are very rarely seen in most restaurants. Many of the restaurants that do have them only have a handful of the selections, and usually those are at your upper echelon restaurants. They're going to have that. They're not too around too much.
Check them out, Falling Bright Wine Merchants. Don't forget to come out. Hey, if you're at the Anaheim 4th of July celebration, stop by and say hi. I will be there. I'll probably be the one wearing the funny hat. Once you see it, you will recognize it. And obviously, be sure to set your first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, A special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Call him something, I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.